unto all men, Lord, but to teach us something. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So, Father, have your way tonight. Move by thy Spirit, Lord. God, help us to reach out to you, Lord. God, and to trust and to obey. Help us to follow you, the Lord, daily, Lord. God, move by thy Spirit, God. Lord, as Brother Doug build that baptistry, Lord God, we are believing, Lord God, for many to come in, to repent and get saved, be baptized in water, Lord. So bless and deliver. Have your way, Master. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. God is faithful, isn't he?
Yes.
Now, we're living in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. Amen? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. But where is he now? Where is Jesus now? He's in heaven, isn't he?
Yes.
He's in heaven. Yes, he is. Because remember when Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he led them out as far as Bethany. Yeah. And lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was taken up. And they were just standing there looking up at him, going up into heaven. And the Bible said, two men stood by in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? For this same Jesus, which is taken up from you, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him going to heaven. So he's coming back, isn't he?
Amen.
What is he coming back for? He's coming after his people, isn't he? You better, he's coming after his people. So saints of God, this is not our home.
That's right.
So don't get tied down too tight here.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, our conversation is in heaven. Isn't that right? Now we're on the earth now, but this is not our home. We're here just for a short time. So let's make, while we're here, let's do everything we can to please God. Amen? Because he's calling us to holiness. God's calling us to holiness. And then the scripture I want to read here, as I mentioned about holiness, in 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Look at that. I've been meditating on that just a little bit. But I do have a message here, but I want to just read that verse. 1 Thessalonians 3:13.
To the end, you may establish your heart unblameable in holiness.
You may establish your heart unblameable in holiness, all right?
Before God.
Before God.
Even our Father.
Amen. So that's what God wants to do. He wants to establish our hearts unblameable in holiness. That's what God wants to do for his people. Establish our hearts unblameable in holiness before him. The Bible said God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. And he meant exactly what he said. Amen. Now, I want you to turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Two verses. We'll look at tonight. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14.
Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto life. And few there be that find it.
And few there be that find it. Now here are two gates. two ways, two destinations, two groups of people, two kinds of trees, and two kinds of fruit. Two groups at the judgment, and two kinds of builders building on two kinds of foundation. Christ is drawing the line as clearly as possible between the way that leads to destruction and the way that leads to life. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 6, beginning at verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And read that next verse. The next verse says, "And this is what? The condemnation. The light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light." Read that. That verse there.
"He that believes on him is not condemned."
Mm-hmm.
"But he that believes not is condemned already."
Hallelujah.
"Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God."
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Jesus made it plain. Jesus didn't pull no punches. He made it plain. That's the reason why in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, two different Proverbs, Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25. Listen to what the Lord said. Proverbs 14:12. What did he say? We're living in the end time. And people need the Lord.
"There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death."
All right, Proverbs 16:25.
"There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the way of death."
Amen. So the Lord spoke here, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man." And today people are in the broad way. Many of them in the broad way, and it seems right to them. What they doing? It seems right. They lie, they steal, they cheat, but it seems right. You know why? The devil has deceived them. And it seems right to do. In other words, if it feels good, they say today, do it. But many times it's so wrong. Hallelujah. See why Jesus said, "Follow me, for I am the way, the truth, and the life." And we need to follow the Lord. We're living at the end, and there are many people that are lost. Listen to what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. And we're living in those times today. We're living in those times today, as Jeremiah spoke back there. See, Jeremiah was the weeping prophet, wasn't he? He was a man that God showed a lot of things that were going to happen to his people because of disobedience. And Jeremiah loved God. He loved God's people. And Jeremiah wept. He wept over them. And he went through a lot of suffering, but he loved God. He held on to God. He served God faithfully. He was a prophet of God. What did he say? Jeremiah 6, chapter verses 16 and 17. God called the people out of them stubborn. They were stubborn back there, and people are stubborn today. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, "Men love darkness rather than light." Listen at that now. Men love darkness. In other words, Jesus came into the world a light. Isn't that right? Amen. He said, "I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He came into the world and he brought the light, but he said, "Men love darkness rather than light." Why? Their deeds are evil. Amen. People want to do things that's ungodly, and they don't like the light. They hate the light. What did Jeremiah say?
"For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid."
That's Jeremiah 6:16. Yeah. Jeremiah 6:16 and 17. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't it?
Yes,
God is so good. And I really thank God for the message this morning. God really spoke to us. God is really speaking through Pastor Venable. God is using it. Let's take heed, saints. Let's go on with the Lord. Let's follow the Lord. Let's don't hold back, but let's follow the Lord. God is doing something for us here. Let's don't be left out. You know, God can be speaking to people. It can be two people sitting there, and one can be hearing the word of God and receiving from God, the other might won't hear the thing. You know what? I hope it's got to be tripping for God. God doesn't feed us over here and make us accept him or receive him, does he? No, he does not. But God can give us the word. He give us chance after chance to accept him, to receive him, to obey him. Hallelujah, but he doesn't make us do it. What did Jeremiah say here?
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way.
Thus saith the Lord. This is God talking. Do what?
Stand ye in the way and see.
Stand ye in the ways and see. Uh-huh.
And ask for the old path.
Do what?
And ask for the old path.
Ask for the old path. Amen. This is a, thank God. Ask for the old path. That's what God told him to do. Read.
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
Now walk in the good ways. What did he tell him to do?
And ye shall find rest for your soul.
Now if you do this, you'll find rest for your soul. But what did the people say?
But they said,
uh-huh,
he would not walk therein.
We're not going to walk. We're not going to obey you, God. We're not going to do what you said. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to wear our own apparel. We are not going to obey you, God. See, that's the reason why Israel grind at the mill so much. Because God spoke to them. See, God, hallelujah. God spoke to them and told them exactly what to do, how to serve him. But they said, he's standing in the way, they said, ask for the old path. They said, we're not gonna do that. Because we well, they're hard-headed. Stiff-necked. You know what Stephen said? When Stephen was preaching to him, he said, he's stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard. He always was disobedient, as your father did, so do ye. So Stephen said to them, hallelujah. And what did they do to Stephen? They stoned him to death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they'll do the same to you today. You know, God's merciful to us, isn't he? But hallelujah. But there are people overseas dying. They're dying for the faith. They're dying because they're speaking the truth. They're dying because they love the Lord. Hallelujah. If they can die for the Lord, we are free here. We should live for him, shouldn't we? And we should be glad to lift up the name of Jesus high. God is holy. God is perfect. He's just. He's righteous altogether. And saints of God, he's calling you and me tonight to follow him closely, not at a distance, but closely. Walk close to the Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. God is faithful, saints. But they said, we will not walk therein. What is it they said? What did it say?
17.
Huh? Yeah, what? Read it.
Also, I've set watchmen over you.
I've set watchmen over you. And hearken to the sound of the trumpet.
But they said,
mm-hmm,
we would not hearken.
We're not going to hearken. Hard-headed. This is the same thing happening today. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
People, just like Pastor Philip said, on a Sunday morning in some of the churches, if Jesus doesn't show up, it doesn't matter to them. Isn't that right? They got their own programs. They got their own agendas. They're doing their own thing. Hallelujah. If the Lord doesn't show up in many of the churches today, they are right. Hallelujah. They think. In other words, they feel like they are right. But if we don't have the Lord, we're not all right. Isn't that right? We're either saints or we're sinners. Isn't that right? Either it's a saint, you're a saint, or you're a sinner. There's no in between. Hallelujah. Some people feel like they can straddle the fence. Isn't that right? Partly on God's side and partly on the devil's side. No, you plumb in or you plumb out. Isn't that right? Save the unsaved. And God's calling us tonight to be soldiers, warriors, ambassadors for him. Hallelujah. But what will you say tonight? Say yes to the Lord. That's what we want to say tonight. We want to say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to follow him closely because he hallelujah, thank God, because we want to please him that have called us to be warriors, to be soldiers. Hallelujah. But they said, we will not walk therein. Amen. They did their own thing then, and they're doing their own thing now. Look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Hallelujah. Isaiah was he was a prophet of God. He was a man that prophesied the truth. Hallelujah. What did it say? Isaiah 30, chapter, verse 8. What did they say? Hallelujah. God was speaking to the people, calling the people to himself to obey him. But they're stiff-necked.
Now go.
Huh?
Right before them in the table.
Mm-hmm.
And note in a book.
Yes.
That it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I might have forgotten my verse right here. Is that Isaiah 30, verse 8?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Maybe I didn't see.
That this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But it's not what I really call myself writing down here. I want the scripture where they said to the prophet, prophesy unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. That's the verse I call myself right now. You don't have to check up on myself. You know, when I'm working with a message, if I'm not careful, you know, it's a little further down.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. God is good, isn't it? God is good, isn't he? God is good, isn't he? Amen. What did you read? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep on reading, brother. Yeah. In other words, they said to the seer, that's a seer of the prophet, you know. They said to the seer, see not. Uh-huh, read.
And to the prophet. Prophesy not unto us righteous things.
Hold it, stop right there. Listen to what they're telling the prophet. We don't listen. Don't you tell us what God said. See, righteous things is what God said, isn't that right?
Amen.
Don't you tell us, what did they say, brother? Say that, read that again. Are you sure you're reading that right?
Yes, sir.
What did it say? Don't prophesy unto us righteous things. We don't want to hear righteous things. Isn't that sad? But that, listen, we're living in those times today. We really are. Look around. Hallelujah. Look around.
Speak unto us smooth things.
Speak unto us smooth things. We want to hear something smooth. And that's what they want today. Isn't that right? They want something smooth.
Amen.
Speak unto us smooth things. Read.
Prophesy deceit.
My. And that's what they're saying today.
Amen.
Prophesy deceit. We don't want to hear what God said. We want to do our own thing. But saints of God, the Lord is coming soon. He's coming after church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So let's be up. And about our Father's business, let's be aware of the things around us. Let's witness when God gives us the opportunity to witness. Isn't that right? And many times you don't have to say something. Many times just live it. Live right. Live a holy life. Amen. People, you be around people that's cursing and swearing and stealing. You just hallelujah. You don't have to get over and bawl them out all the time. Just live a holy life, and sometimes they'll come to you. I know I got on a job one time, they said, I'm different from a lot of those other folks around, and they said, well, just give him a little time. He'll be like us. Amen. But not a Christian. A real Christian is going to be a Christian. Isn't that right? A real Christian is going to follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophesy deceit. Prophesy smooth things. Hallelujah. And that's the reason why. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. Let's look at that. First Timothy 4, verses 2 through 8. We're living in these times today. Hallelujah. The time we're living in today, right now. But God's coming. He's coming soon. And God's watching. God's got an all-seeing eye. Nothing gets by God. Isn't that right? People think they're getting by with things and getting... No, you're not. God sees all things. Hallelujah. What does it say? 1 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 8.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Uh-huh.
Having their conscience seared with the heart iron.
Mm-hmm.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe
and know the truth.
Know the truth.
Read. That's what they're doing today. Read.
For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving.
Let me ask you a question. Does that go down and say about enduring sound doctrine or not? I need second. I'm sorry. I need second Timothy. I'm sorry. I told you first, but I told you wrong. It's second Timothy. When I said first, when I was looking up the scripture, it said second, and I was, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. So, and like Pastor Benham would say, we're living in a faulty body, right?
Amen.
In a fallen world. Amen. See, we have to check up on ourselves. Especially when you in the scripture to try to get something together to help God's people, the devil's going to fight you, but he's a liar. And he's the father of a lie. God is faithful. Read, what does it say here?
Preach the word.
Apostle Paul talking to Timothy, preach the word.
Be instant in season.
Be instant in season. Do it when you feel like and do it when you don't. Be instant in season, out of season. All right. Reprove, rebuke, and exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. Read on. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They're not going to endure sound. They don't want truth. They don't want sound teaching. They want a lie. They will not endure sound doctrine. Read. But after their own lust.
Heap
to themselves teachers.
Having
itching ears. And they should do what? Ears trump and be turned under fables. They want to hear some joke, some kind of something that's not true. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. We're living in these last days. Paul wrote this to Timothy. Isn't that right? And saints, we're living in those times. Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. The doctrine of Jesus Christ. Thank God. That's what we got to preach and teach. That's what we got to obey. We got to live by that. Isn't that right? We don't just preach. We got to live by it. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God's calling for us to live by this word. For this word is holy and pure and righteous. Hallelujah. And if we live by this, when God comes to take us home, we go to heaven. Heaven is our home. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Our conversation is already up. If our conversation is in heaven, my. Oh, my. Hallelujah. It better be clean, better. Amen. You better believe it. Hallelujah. God's calling for holiness. God is calling for holiness, purity, righteousness. All right. Isaiah chapter 20, Isaiah chapter 5. Begin at verse 20, please. Isaiah chapter 5, begin at verse 20. These are the days in which we're living. We're living in these days today.
Woe unto them that call evil good
and good evil. And people are doing that today. They call evil good and good evil. Isn't that right? Aren't they doing that? We're living in those times. In Isaiah's day, they did it. They're doing it. They're doing it today. They're calling good evil and evil good. Hallelujah. That shows you that we at the end. We're living in the last of the last days. And saints of God, let's really be on fire for God. Let's be stirred up and fired up and hallelujah and ready to go up. Hallelujah. God's calling for people. Thank God will say, I can do all things. Pastor Benham said to me, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's not the flesh. It's not in the flesh now. We can't. You know what Jesus said about the flesh? Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and their life. Isn't that right? The flesh. So we got to walk in the spirit and live in the spirit. The Bible says if you live in the spirit, if you walk in the spirit, live in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now we're not sinlessly. It's not sinless perfection, no. But our heart should be perfectly committed to serve God. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is calling his people to stand for truth. So warranting them to call what? Evil good and good evil, right? Three.
Darkness for light.
Listen at this now. Listen, will y'all listen to what the script? This is, we're not making this up. This is what the word of God said. They put darkness for light.
And light for darkness.
And light for darkness. You see how deceived people are? They're doing that today. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Aren't they doing that? My. So hallelujah. God, stir our hearts and stir us up to do your will, God. Bless your people, Lord. Encourage our hearts to fulfill the work you've called us to, Lord. Not leaving one stone unturned, but my God, walking with you daily, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. What did it say, brother?
They put bitter for sweet.
I mean, you see, they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. See, we living in those times now.
Amen.
So less, but God's calling us to holiness. All right, now, so I've got a little bit more here. In Jesus' day, when Jesus walked the earth, they said, some of them people said to Jesus, they said, well, he have a devil and he's mad. That's what they said about Jesus. They said, he have a devil and he's mad. You see how deceived they was? He was the light. They rejected him. Say, he have a devil in his mind. Some of them said, well, he cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Isn't that sad? They believe that because they were deceived.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because they were deceived. Amen. Some said that Jesus, hallelujah. All right. Jesus told them, all right, on one occasion, Jesus preached the truth to him. Well, he preached the truth all the time. But on this one occasion, when he preached the truth to him, they took him. The city was built up on a hill. And they took him to the brow of the hill to throw him off headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went his way. Isn't that something? That shows you how they hated Jesus. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. So if we really love God, they're going to hate us without a cause. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? They are. But we live because we know we're living at the end, so let's let our light so shine before men, like Jesus said, that they may see our good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glorify the Father which is in heaven. And let our light shine. Doing the will of God. Pleasing God. Standing up for truth. Amen. We got to stand for truth, haven't we? Amen. Let's stand for truth more than we ever have. Amen. Now, I got one more verse of scripture. Proverbs 9, verse 10. Proverbs 9, verse 10. My. Glory, 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 hallelujah. As I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. Thank God. Proverbs 9, verse 10. Talk about the fear of the Lord, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But in the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the
understanding. Yes. Amen. So see, God wants us to walk in wisdom, to walk in love. Isn't that right? Wisdom. To the Hebrew mind, wisdom was not only knowledge alone, but the skill of living a godly life as God intended man to live. Wisdom. Wisdom is what? The correct use of knowledge. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding go hand in hand. So the Word of God say, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. So, you know, when I talk to people and deal with people, I try my best to get an understanding. I do. I try my best to get sometimes. I don't get it like I should sometimes, but I try to listen, you know, try to listen to get an understanding. I don't want to be all bumfuzzled or out in left field somewhere. You know, hallelujah. I don't understand what I'm saying, don't you? With all thy getting, get an understanding. Amen. That's what God is calling us to. So, saints, tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And just pray that God will be pleased with us, that we live a life that God will be pleased with. He wants to be pleased with us, doesn't he? He really does. So let's pray that God will help us to live a life that he'll be pleased with. And we pray for our loved ones. And you know, we need to pray for our loved ones. I used to pray for my loved ones daily. I pray for Pastor Venable and his family. You know, you pray for them and others. You know, I pray for the saints here. And, you know, Paul had a prayer list, didn't he? Paul really had a prayer list. He did. He just read some of his letters. He said, you know, hallelujah. So we need to, hallelujah. God strengthen us. And I ask God to strengthen my love. I do. I mean, I want to love like Jesus loved. And I know I don't all the time. I know I'm, if y'all see me acting sour, come over to me and say something. Say, hey, that, come on, you need to sweeten up a little bit. Say what you need to say. You understand what I'm saying? y'all understand what I'm saying, don't you? Amen. Because, you know, I want to finish well for the Lord. I do. I really want to finish well. Because God is doing something for us if we'll let him. See, God's not going to make us, but if we'll let him. God want to build us up in him. The Bible said, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We want to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. I ain't got to stand to your feet. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's everybody pray. Let's just everybody just pray and talk to the Lord. And then, Brother, you have a song if you will after we pray. God is so, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls, Lord. Now, Lord, save, we pray for our loved ones. Save our loved ones, God. Not only our loved ones here, but save all of the saints' loved ones, God. Save your people. Save our loved ones, God. And, God, go out into this neighborhood, Lord, and just bring them in, Lord. Lord, I'm going to help us to go out, Lord, God. And hallelujah. Being led by the Spirit of God, Lord. Oh, God, the people will come in and get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, God. And as Brother Doug build that baptistry, Lord, as he build that, Lord, he'd be doing it by faith, believing you, Lord God, that many would come in and get saved, get baptized in water, Lord. We believe in you, Lord. We trust in you for these, Lord God. You said the just shall live by faith, and we believe in you, Lord God. Thank you for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, Lord. Move mightily in us and through us, Lord God. Let your divine will be done in us to do your will, Father. Help us to love thee above all. Putting you above all in our lives, God, and loving one another, Lord God. You say, our new commandment I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple if you have love one to the other. So help us to love, hallelujah, love through us, Lord God. Help us, Master, to do your will, Lord God. Help us to love you and help us to have your will and your desire in our lives above all things, Father. Be it so, Lord God. Make us true witnesses for you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Help us to live so that you'll smile upon us, Father. Be it so, Master. Be it so, God. We thank you for the victory, Father. Thank you for the peace of God. Bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable and their family. Meet their every need, God. Meet their needs, God. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Work things out for them in every way, Lord God. Make us bold witnesses for you, Lord God. True witnesses, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.